Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Open the eyes of me. just your goodness, God.
enter in as your wedding bells ring. Your bride will come together and we'll see your beauty. Father,
We thank you, Lord, that we are not strangers, that we are not orphans and slaves, but we are sons and we are friends of the Most High. In John 15, verse 14 and 16, you said, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for a slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends." God, we thank you that you have made known to us the will of the Father, that you call us friends, that you open the door of relationship. And Lord, no longer do we have to wonder what your will is. But Lord, you have opened our eyes and opened our hearts. We are heirs to the very throne of God. We are royalty. We thank you, God, that we are not strangers, but we have the mind of Christ. And you said in John 14, verse 21, that he who has my commandments and keep them is one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and disclose myself to him. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to wonder what you're like, that you disclose yourself to us. In your own ways, you speak to us. You communicate with us. You commune with us in relationship and intimacy. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your commandments. We thank you the Father has loved us. We don't have to wonder what your will is, but you disclose to us in an intimate and a personal way, not only through, we're so thankful for your word, we're so thankful for the Bible, for your written word, but we thank you that you also live inside of us and you commune with us one-on-one in a personal way. Beyond the words of men, you speak. Thank you, God, that we are your friends.
no other friend like Jesus. There's no other friend like Jesus.
Father will love him, and we will come to him,
and make our abode with Him. I will make my abode with you, says God. We will make our abode in you, that you be our house, our dwelling place. I'm knocking. Don't be ashamed. Don't be fearful. Let me in deeper. Let me closer. Lord, we ask you to teach us how to steward the priesthood that we have been given. You said that we are priests. In 1 Peter 2, 9 through 10, it says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. For you were once not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but you now have received mercy. We thank you for the mercy that you have granted to us. Lord, we were once astray. We once were nothing. But you caused us and called us to be your people. You've given us a priesthood that we did not deserve, that we did not earn. We're a chosen race by you. We are not the tail, but we are the head and not the tail. We are a holy nation because You have made us holy. We are Your people for Your possession. You desire us. We thank You that You desire us. We thank You that You long for us. That we have access to Your very presence. To minister to You. To minister to You. To serve You. Who are we to minister to You? You are so great. The author of light. One who created light. The one who created life. The author of life and light. By Your breath, You gave us life. You created all things. There is no one like You, God. There is no one like You. We are so honored. Beyond the words of men and angels, are we honored to be able to be priests unto You. 1 Peter 2:5 says, You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house, to a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank You for the access to the Father that has been granted to us through Your sacrifice, through You laying down Your life, through the shedding of Your blood, through the surrendering of Your will to the Father, for the breaking of Your body, all that You did. We are Your living stones, and our houses are not built on sand, but upon You, the rock, the living rock. We thank You for our priesthood. We ask that You would show us how to steward the priesthood that has been entrusted to us. Show us on a personal level, God, how to be the priests that we're called, destined to be. What do we need? What does our priesthood look like every day? What is the position of our heart? What is our attitude and our nature? Lord, show us. Help us. We can't even love You without You giving us the love we need to love You. We're so dependent on You. We thank You for this unspeakable honor to minister to You. So God, show us as a body, as a whole, as a unit, and also individually, what our roles are in our priesthood, how to steward it. Help us to never be too familiar to where we are calloused towards the reality of our priesthood, that we become callous to the importance and the validity of our priesthood. Keep it fresh before us, God. We're so thankful for this opportunity.
Set apart for You to minister
night and day. Priest in your house, God, day and night, night and day. Priest in your house, ministering to you, God.
Say, you are holy because I have made you holy. You are a people because I have made you my people. I have chosen you. You are a race all unto your own because I've made you to look like me. I've made you to act like me. I've taught you my nature. I taught you how to bear my fruit. I taught you my ways. I've given you my word. I lead you. My spirit leads you. My spirit speaks to you. My spirit comforts you. I am your comforter, says the Lord. You are my nation. You are called to my excellencies. Be excellent, even as I am excellent, says the Lord. What fellowship does darkness have with light? Come into the light in a greater way. Call for more light. Remove yourselves from darkness. Let no darkness have place within you. Let me cause your heart to be enlarged. Let me enlarge your heart with my presence. You've received my mercy, for I am a merciful God. Our friendship is a friendship of mercy. I will teach you how to offer your spiritual sacrifices in a greater way. I will give you clarity, says the Lord, of what your spiritual sacrifices ought to look like. Spend more time in my word. Allow my word to cleanse you. Allow my word to wash you. Allow my word to sanctify and renew your mind. I am the living word. Come and partake of me even more. For my body was broken and my blood was shed. Come and commune with me, says the Lord. You resemble me. You look like me. You act like me. You are beautiful to me. You are pleasing to me. I've chosen you to be my priesthood, a sanctified, set apart people to serve me, to meet my heart, to be unified with my heart, to be one with me. I love you. I love you. I love you. You are mine. I adore you. You are precious in my sight. You are precious to me.
I just want all of you to stand for a moment. I just want to encourage you. I kept hearing over and over for all of us in this room that the Lord really wants to meet you exactly where you are. And that a priority of His presence is what He's trying to lead you into. He's trying to have you be a people that seek His presence. Not just in a corporate meeting, a walk in the woods, and park, it doesn't matter where it's at your home. And he's wanting to cultivate his presence a part of your life, that's your priority, that you're so passionate that you make the presence of the living God a priority in your life. And I believe that what the Lord is trying to say to us tonight is that when that is a priority, when his presence and we really cultivate where we spend time with him, where he's really, it's evident that he's there with us, that this is going to do so much for your walk in God. It's going to do so much for your identity. It's going to do so much for who you're called to be. Because God's trying to get a lot of us from a place of being in a high, lofty place, in a very humble place, where we can hear his voice. And I believe even as I'm hearing tonight, that's what it's all about. I mean, this is a great group that's gathered in this room, and we're asking the Lord to speak to us, and he's speaking to us, and he's telling us about his word. But the key is always going to be intimacy with Jesus on a level that you can identify with. It's always going to be a level that you cultivate his presence. And when his presence comes in your life, it doesn't matter if somebody gets right in your face and tells you to go to hell. It doesn't matter because of the presence of God in your life. It doesn't matter because you know you're validated because the living God is active in you. You're not trying to grab it and bring it down. It's already there in you. Each and every day, his presence will be evident as you cultivate that. And God never wants you to be too old to learn new things in him. He never wants you to be too young to understand all that he has for you. And so tonight is like, where do you go where people are just singing to the Lord, playing to the Lord, exalting the Lord, and asking his voice to have its way within us? So you've gathered in this place tonight to listen to the voice of the Lord and to hear exactly what you need for this night to go forward. God is expediting so much in the earth right now. God is allowing Israel to be who she's called to be. God is allowing the body of Christ to come into a place of true understanding of how this worldwide movement of God is going to happen. You're called. You don't shrink back from anything. You are called to proclaim the goodness of who God is and who you are in God. You're called to do that. You're not to hold back your storyline. No one can give you a storyline like Jesus. Amen. And that's what you grab hold of tonight. Don't allow spiritual boredom to wreak havoc in your life. Don't allow yourself to live in old patterns. I don't care who you are. I don't care what church you have, what pastor you are, what ministry you're in, whether you're the baby child or you're the firstborn. You let Jesus validate who you are. Nothing else. And do everything you possibly can to stay away from a religious mindset. Because they had nothing to do with him. Jesus resurrected and appeared to over 500 people on the street. But when the day came, when they gathered together, there was only 120. Jesus ministered to thousands upon thousands upon thousands, and they left him. And now, the third person of the Trinity lives inside of you, the Holy Spirit. And God is gathering us together. But we're going to be like-minded, we're going to be like-hearted, not because we know so much of the Word, but because we know so much of Him. And by knowing so much of Him, we desire to know so much of His Word. And so that's what this is about tonight. Drawing yourself into that place. You are a light that should not be extinguished in any way, shape, or form by yourself or anybody else. You are a light to reflect who He is. So you shout out your story. You prophesy the goodness of God. You make sure that you're not drawing your attention to yourself, but you're drawing attention to Jesus and Him alone. You stay in a humble place. I'm going to say something else to you. Some of you in this room, it seems a little weird. I never talk about this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Some of you in this room, you settled for a certain salary of money. Maybe you settled for $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. I don't talk about money, so this is unique. Maybe you settled for $40,000. Guess what? You settled. God's created you to make thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars, not for yourself, but to advance the kingdom of light. Don't stay in a place of $30,000, $40,000. Use the ability God's given you. Not that your God is money, but it takes money to move things. Let God bless you. No one in this room is supposed to be without resources from God. And if you don't have the resources from God, you need to get on your face until God supplies the resources in the right way for you. You were not meant to live in poverty. You were meant to live in blessing and abundance. And not in a weird sort of way to lord it over people, but in a way that advances God's kingdom. So break off the negative poverty spirit over your life tonight. You were made to advance the kingdom of God. You were made to reflect who He is. You were made by God to be a blessing. So let tonight be that night. Let tonight be that night that you say yes. Let tonight be the night that you no longer live under the fear of man. Let tonight be the night that you're coming in agreement and you're never going to live in disagreement again from what God says about who you are. Tonight you come in agreement to what He says about who you are and what He's called you to do. And learn to speak blessing, learn to speak truth, and learn how to be silent and not brag about your religiosity or your spirituality. But to stay humble, watch what the King of Glory will do in your life. Watch it. God set an army in motion. And this army is so humble and so loving. And people think they're weak. Guess what? They're the most dangerous people on the face of the planet because they don't care about life or death. All they care about is knowing Him and reflecting Him and knowing that even if they die, they gain. There's no fear of death with these folks. And I believe that's who you are. You don't live that way. You live in authority. You live in truth. You live in blessing. You live in authenticity of who God's called you to be. You live in the Word of God. You live in the prophecy of God. You are a chosen, and you've heard it before, but I'm telling you, you are a chosen generation. Every one of you in this room, every one of you in this room, God has set in motion to live in the time that Jesus returns. Every one of you in this room. What does that mean? Does that mean you just live in the comforts of your flesh and you allow your flesh to have its way and you lust and you lust and you lust and you lust? Or do you die to all that and become an overcomer? And you can look at a sister in the Lord and you love her and you pray for her. You can look at a brother. You don't lust after each other. You encourage each other. And if you don't, listen, your husband or your fiance or your husband-to-be or wife-to-be, if Jesus isn't the priority over you, you're going to have a problem. But not many people are telling you that. You got to have Jesus as the priority over everything, the lover of your soul. I hope that encourages you and challenges you, because I'm participating with all of you in a holy generation that's going to definitely experience a holy visitation of God. And the power of God is going to be released everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And then He's going to use you in the millennial reign to rule and reign as kings and priests over nations as he's coming back to restore the whole earth. This is not just a prophetic night. This is the first night of the rest of our lives saying yes to Jesus with everything we've got. That's what this night is about, saying yes to him. So no matter what mistake you make, no matter what happens, you keep saying yes. And wage war against the war that's being waged against you, especially on the internet. Wage war against it. Let your eyes be the eyes of purity and love. Just had to encourage you tonight in that. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to do another cycle about us being new creations in Christ Jesus. Many of us feel like we're not worthy. Many of us feel like we shouldn't be able to hear from God. Or because of our weaknesses and areas that we fall, that we don't have confidence and there's shame. We thank you, Lord, that you said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 20, it says, if there is anyone in Christ, he or she is a new creature, a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting our trespasses against us. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As through God, we are making an appeal, as though God were making an appeal through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we are new creations and we are new creatures when we're in you. It doesn't matter if we see it. It doesn't matter if we're able to always recognize it or always able to feel it. Your word says that if we are in you, we are a new creation. That it has been given to us to be partakers of your divine nature. So we ask you, God, to allow us to see ourselves the way you see us. That our identity would be your identity. That we would perceive through your eyes who you've called us to be. That we would recognize the gifts that you have given us. That we would recognize through your eyes our identity. The inheritance that you've given us. The callings that are on our life. We are not of this world, though we are in this world. We are a particular people. We are a new creation. We thank you that you have done this for us. Help us to believe it, God. Cause us to believe it. Help us to recognize. We thank you that it has been committed to us to be stewards, to be ministers of the word of reconciliation. And we are ambassadors of Christ. the Lord will respond. I hear the Lord say, I'm waiting. I wait on you. I wait on you through the night. I wait on you through the day. I make myself vulnerable to you. Remember who I am. I've created all things by the word of my mouth. I humble kings. I set one up and I take one down. My will prevails. Who compares to me, says the Lord. Remember who I am. Remember that I love you and that I want fellowship with you. I am that I am. I am all that you need. I wait upon you. In my greatness, in my sovereignty, I wait upon you. Some have waited too long. The Lord says, some of you have waited too long. The cares of this world has dimmed your perception of my love for you. The cares of this world, stress and fear and anxiety, have become a yoke that you cannot bear. The Lord says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Don't take the yoke upon you that I have not assigned. Come rest in me. You are my representatives. You are my children. We are to be one together. I trust you. I've reconciled you unto myself. Now go and reconcile others to me. I've given you the ministry of reconciliation. And I've committed to you the word of reconciliation. I'm making an appeal through you to those who are giving themselves to me, who are running from me, who are angry with me, who don't want to believe in me, my children. Reconcile. Be reconciled and reconcile others. You represented me. You are my ambassadors. You are ambassadors of life and of truth. Represent me well, says the Lord. Represent me well.
walk in reconciliation, God.
All things new.
Make all things new.
You make all things new. You make all things new. You make all things new. You make all things new.
Your mercies are new every day, God.
Going to end the service with a prayer, but before I pray, I want to just let you know we're going to have personal prophecy up here. The prophetic team will come up, and any of you who want prophetic ministry, we're going to be giving 1 or 2 minute prophetic words. You need to have your own recording device or write it down. We won't record these for you. So the prophetic team, if you want to come on up. God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for reminding us. We thank you for reminding us that we are your friends, that we have a priesthood, that we're called to steward, and that we are a new creation in you, that we're not old and we're not of the darkness. We're not of the old nature and of the old man, but we are a new creation in you. And I bless every person here, every family represented, every marriage represented, every church, every city and every region represented. We bless in the name of Jesus. We pray here all that's represented will prosper in the fullness of what you have for them. We pray that no one would leave the same, but that everyone here would receive a special touch. In a fresh impartation. Lord, minister to everyone. We just thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises and what you're doing in our life. In Jesus' name.